Hello, Wildcats. It is your boy, Kev, a.k.a. the Dirty Dog. Been watching a lot of Beverly Hills Ninja on Netflix lately, and it does sadden me that Chris Farley did not enjoy that film. And it's a bummer because it's one of the greatest films ever made in my eyes, and I'm not the only one who thinks that. Christian Bale, once he was asked what his favorite movie was, and he said it was Beverly Hills Ninja. So hell yeah, dude. Alrighty, and this is just a heads up, a little disclaimer to let you know that The Brothers Commonplace is a comedy and crime podcast, and even though we cover many serious cases and true events, we like to throw in some dark humor, some inappropriate jokes, and some satirical comedy and all that fun stuff. And yeah, just thank you so much everyone for listening. This episode, it's kind of different. It's just me and Toof on this one, the gruesome twosome. But it is a lot of fun. We talk about some embarrassing moments, things we're ashamed of. We talk about an update on Sean Great, the serial killer from Ashland, Ohio. And there's a few moments in here where we get real, we get serious. We talk about some stuff we've never talked about before. And yeah, we just hope you enjoy the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Be good, stay safe, and laugh at the dark stuff. Hashtag Wildman, baby.
All right, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the Brothers Common Place tonight.
Alrighty, welcome everyone to the Brothers Commonplace, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, mysteries, and more. And before we get into today's episode, which we have an update on one of our biggest cases, I want y'all to meet the greatest dude in the entire world, my best friend, the Toof.
Hey everybody, it's Andrew. Oh.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jared from Subway. Yeah, all right, Toof, you ready?
There's just sometimes I type in stuff and it's seriously so fucking, it doesn't make sense to me. All right, I'm just gonna read it.
Okay.
Hey everybody, this is Toof. Guess when I was throwing on stage to the magical strippers, wands.
What's that mean?
I don't fucking know.
What?
Guess when I was throwing on stage to the magical strip. Oh, ones. Like wands.
Oh, dude, that's great. Guess what I was throwing on stage to the magical strippers. Wands. Instead of ones. That's good, dude.
Yeah. All right. Fuck yeah.
All right. I love that, Toof.
All right. Well, we can delete that one now. Yeah. That's right. Me, everybody. I guess I was at the Hermione theme strip club. And I was throwing wands on the stage for the strippers.
Hell
instead
yeah.
Of ones, you know?
I got a wand I'd like to throw at Hermione. It's not very big, though. It's about you know, it's all right.
Dude, it's especially in 2001 when she was her sexiest. Oh.
Dude, you're going to regret that. You know how old she was in 2001, too?
If you're sick fuck? I hope she's like the Dallas Cowboys or the Oakland Raiders old stadium.
Toof?
The field doesn't have that much grass on it.
In 2001,
she was 10.
She was 11.
Hey, play ball.
Are you fucking kidding me? Toof, say you're joking so people know.
Yeah,
you
I'm
sick
joking,
fuck.
Everyone. Come on.
God.
I'm only doing it for shock value. That's all.
All righty. So, Toof, oh, shit. And it is your boy, Kev, a.k.a. the Dirty Dog, or as I'm known as when I used to be a professional baseball player, but whenever, like, I fucked up and lost us the game, I would also turn into my favorite Star Wars character. So go ahead and call me Jose Mesa. Sorry, Anakin. So stupid. I couldn't do a Jar Jar Binks. I don't even remember his voice. I hate Star Wars.
Annie,
that
and then he runs
good.
With his fucking floppy ears.
Will you say,
Annie, me so sorry.
Will you say, Jose, me so sorry, Anakin?
Annie, Jose, me so sorry, Anakin. God, it's so bad. It's like
I love
with the earbud. Annie, hey, Annie. Annie. Damn, wow.
Yeah, I hate
Man,
Star Wars.
Man, not as good as I thought.
Not a Star Wars fan. Sorry, everybody.
Wow, I really just I don't know what got me in the kick of it, but I watched all the Star Wars in order. It was for the first time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate it. I like the original trilogy, and I like Rogue One. And besides that, I like Episode One. I don't even care. I liked that one, actually. Had some cool fights in it.
I'm pretty sure I saw Episode 3 with you guys in theater. At least no Jason was there back in 05.
So I saw Episode 1 in theater, and then I saw Episode 3 with Wayne and Larry. And I remember being so embarrassed, because that's the one where like Yoda's doing like force powers and doing all this crazy shit. And I remember him just clapping nonstop and going, "Man, Yoda's fucking awesome." He just kept yelling, "Yoda's fucking awesome." I kept going like, "God damn it, dude. Come on, man."
So I can't get too deep into this, and we're going to have to use a lot of code words here.
Oh, God.
But you know how people like to go see movies when there's people there with certain people?
Okay. God damn it, Toof. Yes. Yeah.
I want to go with you guys, and we can go see one. And I know which one it is.
What?
So one of my work buddies was like, "Yeah, I went to the movie theater nearby at blank." And I was like, "Oh, wow. Yeah, I forgot they have a movie theater there." He's like, "Yeah, it was fucking ruined." And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, he went and saw Avengers Endgame.
Oh,
and
that'd
he's
be
like,
rough.
"I fucking shit you not. No one shut up. It was so fucking loud. Everyone yelled out every character's fucking name like 10 times when they appeared on screen. Iron Man, Iron Man, Iron Man." He's like, "What the fuck is going on?" He's like, "People were cheering so loud you couldn't even hear the story." He's like, "I've never been so mad in my life." And I was like, "I want that experience."
Dude, I remember reading on Reddit this guy who was talking about so rest in peace to Black Panther. I forget that dude's name.
Chadwick Boseman or something like that.
Yeah, rest in peace that dude. I've never seen the Black Panther movie, but he seemed like a cool dude and everything.
Oh dude, he was so cool, especially like what he pulled through and everything. Oh fucking rest in peace, man.
Yeah. But this one dude on Reddit who is a black guy, he's like, "Man, when I saw whatever the second Avengers is, the one with the snap," he's like, "Dude," he's like, "it was ridiculous." He's like, "I was like the only black guy in the theater. And whenever Thanos did the snap and they showed Black Panther like turn to dust," he's like, "everyone looked at me like my brother just died."
Fuck yes, dude.
Like everyone just stared at him. I was like, "I'm sorry, man." Like, is his fucking brother dying? That's funny.
Man, just bleep me.
Toof, come on, man. You always make so much more work for me.
I went and saw...
this is
like
staying in.
I know. Before Endgame came out, Infinity War? Yeah, before Endgame came out, I never really saw the Avengers. So, like, I had 2 weeks to prepare. So, I watched all the movies in order. And I finished, like, a couple of days before Endgame came out. Like, what's the last one before? Infinity War. I finished Infinity War right before Endgame. And it was probably like a couple days after Endgame came out, I saw it in theater in Worcester. There was like 8 dudes in the theater. It was like 2 p.m. And I was like, okay. So I sat like halfway in the middle, and I think Cassidy was doing something in Worcester, so I had a couple hours to blow, so I decided to watch the movie alone. Dude, near the end, I was fucking crying. And I was like, "Oh, dude, hold together, hold together." You know that thing where like you're almost like swallowing your spit, like keeping it back, just... don't do it. Don't make any sounds. And then there was like only 8 guys in the theater. We're all spaced out. And I just heard someone behind me go,
"Aww."
And I was like, I like chuckle a little bit. I was like, "What a f-?"
Toof, come on, dude. God dang it, Toof.
I was crying too. And I was like, "Dude, this guy's a pussy."
You are, Toof.
Yeah, I'm a piece of shit, dude. Hypocritical piece of shit.
Yeah, sometimes movies get you, man. Sometimes ones that are that you don't think will get you do. There's a lot of sad ones out there. Well, I was watching a Netflix documentary with Lyra the other day. It was called, like, My Octopus Teacher. Dude, I'm not even joking. It is so goddamn sad.
Oh, my God,
it's like this dude finds this octopus, and he, like, becomes friends with it. And I had to turn it off. I was like, I can't watch this anymore. It's so fucking sad. It was good, man. Check it out on Netflix, but just warning you, you're going to fucking cry.
Damn.
Sorry. So for today's episode, too, I got a bunch of shit to talk about, actually. So I'm going to let you pick the order and what we talk about. These are what we have. We have an update on Sean Great, the serial killer from Ashland, Ohio. We'll probably do that first.
Okay.
Then we have a baby from Hayesville I want to talk about. Then a story about me that I'm ashamed of that I've never told anyone before. Something I'm so embarrassed and ashamed of doing, dude.
Don't do it, man. I've got my secrets, too, and I don't want to ever let them go. Although, I didn't record it yet.
Yeah.
But, God, this is getting weird. Ever since JP's death, I've kind of, like, thought about contingency plans.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to record a video to play at my funeral.
Dude,
seriously going to be the funniest fucking thing ever.
No, it won't, dude. I guarantee it won't be.
It'll be so good.
Yeah, right, dude. Will you show your butthole in it?
Dude, I'll probably show my dick and balls. I'll be like, this is for the ladies. I know you all wanted to see it.
How about
it
this?
Just turns into the Pain Olympics.
How about you make it, and then we'll throw it up on the Patreon for people. Sneak preview. Yeah.
Dude, it'll probably be on my YouTube.
Also, lumberjack flapjack play from school. This crazy guy from the campground I knew named Scott. The dog that was left at the pound recently. That's a sad one.
The fuck is
this? Joker. Leto Joker. This party I went to with JP way back in the day. The first date game where we talk about like first impressions.
Okay.
And then also, what the fuck, Toof, when I was looking at the magazines you sent me, like to look up, because we're doing a little side project.
Yep.
Where
I was hoping you wouldn't ask too many questions.
Where we try to find the lost porno, Scared Shitless.
Yeah.
On the list of magazines you went through, you said it might be in some of these. These are the ones I had. And you had like Hustler, Gent. And then at the bottom, you had 60 and older.
And 50 and older.
Yeah, but I'm not as worried about the 50 and older as I am about the 60 and older. Why did you have those magazines, dude?
We're going to start with that.
We were like 16, and you had 60 and older?
If anyone has listened to, I don't know if you released it or how you're going to release it or whatnot, but there's a side project me and Kevin are working on called, I don't know, whatever, Looking for Scared Shitless or something.
I might call it Long Lost Porn.
Okay.
Or Find That Porno.
Okay, yeah.
Any ideas? I'm just going to put it on this feed, the Brothers Commonplace feed, but it's like it's structured differently and it's a different format. What do you think we should call it? Long Lost Porn Scared Shitless or something?
Yeah, or like the search for it or something like that. The search for the Long Lost Porn Scared Shitless.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
But anyway, those may have been in my possession, but they weren't originally mine. When I was fifth grade, Richard lived with us at the old Zacharias house, and he was my next door, room next to me.
Wait,
he lived
you weren't with my related to Richard?
No, I'm not related to him.
How old was Richard at the time?
He was out of high school when I was in fifth grade, but he wasn't too far out of high school.
So here's
he has a Facebook. I could probably look
here's the thing real quick. There's this guy named Richard. So Toof used to get picked up from middle school back in the day. His dad would come pick him up in an S10. It was his dad and Richard sit in the truck, and then Toof would get in the truck with him. So they were all crammed in there. And sometimes they would also give me a ride home. Remember that?
And then, oh, yeah.
And like Toof would tell me all these stories about Richard, like how Toof used to draw porn for him. And then, for some reason, because Toof used to lie about everything, he tried to convince me that Richard wasn't real, that he made him up. I'm like, dude, I've met this guy. And you would make up stories about him dancing in your room and be like, hey, Jeremiah, look at this. And opening a porno and be like, those are boobs, right? Yeah. Yeah, those are boobs, aren't they? Like, you wouldn't fucking know. That was in fifth grade, so that meant he was in, like, his 20s, asking a 12-year-old if those were boobs. Hey, those are boobs, aren't they?
I didn't send you the picture of me and Richard, right?
Oh, my God. What are you guys doing in it, Toof?
So I didn't?
No, right. Dude. I haven't seen Richard since I saw him in that fucking truck way back in the day, dude.
Dude, I don't know how I got this. I don't remember taking a picture of it. But I was going through my phone, and I was just going through pictures looking for something, and I saw a picture of me when I was younger with like a 24-pack of Pepsi next to me, and fucking sitting in the chair was Richard.
Oh, my God.
And I was just looking at it, and I was like, how'd this get on my phone?
Oh, the guy you said didn't exist? No, Richard's not real. I made him up. No, you fucking didn't, Toof. All right.
But anyway, the 60 and over and 50 and over magazines were Richard's. He had like a nightstand and he only had those magazines.
Why? I need to know, how did it come up to where he asked you to draw porn for him?
I think I'd always draw stuff, and like sometimes I would draw I almost, the more I think of it, the more I get embarrassed, because I almost wonder if he was like fucking with me. Like, yeah, you're not too, like, I think he like caught me drawing porn and like, yeah, you're not bad. Maybe you should draw up some tits or something like that. Let me see. And like, I almost wonder if like he was seriously just fucking with
me.
And be like, oh yeah, those aren't too bad. Yeah, draw some more of those. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll roll with it.
This is a 30-year-old guy asking a 12-year-old to draw porn for him, too.
I don't care. I thought it was cool.
One time, Toof drew a cartoon of my dad where it was like him.
Dude, it's so fucking good.
He had his pants down and he was holding his dick out. And the dick bent at like a 90-degree angle. And then his shirt said, I'm the shit. And his hat said, fucking NASCAR. And like, my dad had a look to where he was so easy to do like cartoons of, because he always wore like the big shades, the NASCAR hat, the bandana under it, and the big Civil War mustache. And remember when they cleaned out the garage and the only thing in the back room was that drawing on the floor? Yeah. And there's nothing 100% else.
100% he found it. There's no way he didn't. I just want to know if he thought it was good.
Well, he didn't
throw
it away.
Fuck, that ain't too bad.
All right, so Toof, are you gonna? Do you got something to say before I go into the update with Sean Great?
But yeah, no, that's all. That's just where those magazines came from. Those 60 and over and 50 and over are Richards. And I'm wondering if I got some of them, and maybe it's a low possibility, but I'm wondering if that's where they came from.
So, all right. So right here, we're going to do an update with serial killer Sean Great. And this is from RichlandSource.com. And this is from an article 5 hours ago. So that would be February 12th at about 1 or 2 p.m.,
Damn.
Convicted serial killer Sean Great obtains a new attorney and may attempt to reopen the case.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my fucking God, man.
So, and this is the serial killer who, like, would meet people in bars. Like, we all lived at the time within, like, a mile of this dude. Tim's house at the time was a 10-second walk. It was, like, across the street from where that bar was, pretty much.
Yeah.
So convicted serial killer Sean Great has been appointed a new attorney who intends to file an application to reopen his death penalty case. The Ohio Supreme Court granted a motion Thursday allowing Elizabeth Arick of Lexington, Kentucky to represent Great, convicted of killing 5 women in 3 Ohio counties, Ashland, Richland, and Marion. I forgot it was 5 people he killed.
Yeah, I always thought it was 2 or 3. Damn.
I thought it was 3. I forgot. Well, the one girl escaped, remember? The 911 call where she's like on the phone while he's asleep?
Yeah,
it's fucking
okay.
Terrifying. Because she accidentally bumps like a stun gun or a taser or something, and he wakes up for a second.
Dude, that's how it happens? I didn't know that. Jesus.
Yeah, something like that happens. In the motion filed January 28th, Elizabeth Arick expressed intentions to file an application to reopen Great's case on March 30th if there is a genuine issue as to whether the applicant was deprived of the effective assistance of counsel and appeal. Come the fuck on, dude. This dude, didn't he have 2 dead bodies in his house when he was found?
And his house is in this. Dude, he was just all sketch. I can't believe this fucker is even trying to pull this.
This dude would, like, tie up these girls, torture them. He had videos on his phone of him, like, raping them and shit.
Jeez, I didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, of course he would, but jeez.
He wants to reopen the case. Like, I know when you're a lawyer, that's your job and everything. And, like,
yeah, like, you have to pretend your client's innocent, but even if they're guilty or shit like that.
Well, like, the fact that, like, I don't want this to sound sexist. I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way or anything.
Geez,
but, like, the
yeah.
fact that a woman is going to be representing him now seems like...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it seems like that, like, Sean would be like, I ain't fucking having a woman represent me. Like, he's, you know. So, a little bit about her. Elizabeth Arick is a senior associate with Nichols Walter PLLC, according to the law firm's website. She earned a bachelor's degree in biology from Kenyon College and graduated from Capital University Law School in 2009. I would say best of luck to her, but, I mean, like I said, I understand it's her job. That's what she does and everything. But it's like, dude, this dude is like some of, it's like the worst of the worst. Fuck this guy. I hope he fucking dies. All righty. So that's our update on Sean Great.
Like, what about the lawyer scummy thing? Like, the lawyer's like, fuck, anything for a payday.
But, I mean, what's this guy expecting? Like, he's just trying not to get the death penalty, I guess? It's like, yeah, dude, you murdered five people. He was on his way to kill the six, but she escaped. He's just a fucking monster.
Well, how's it go? The Call Upon Your God song?
Call Upon Your God.
How come is it when every scummy motherfucking prisoner is in prison, all of a sudden they come to God?
Dude, I just remember, shout out to our boy Alex A-Rod. He informed me, Superhuman is Superhuman TV show. He has his own cameo, but it's not actually cameo. It's called Slameo. And it's $25, dude. And I'm going to fucking do it. If I remember to do it tonight, I will. This is Superhuman TV show.
So it's like
TV
he'll
show.
Be like, shout out to Bros Commonplace, whoop whoop.
Shout out to Bros Commonplace, and shout out to Toy Cars, Legos, my mom's dildo. Oh,
fuck, dude.
Dude, he's awesome.
I'm not going to lie. That kid's fucking genius.
He is the shit, dude. All right, so now we're going to move on to something else real quick. Did you have any comments or anything you wanted to say about that, Toof?
About the lawyer stuff? No, not really. Just right. Kind of unbelievable.
Yeah, we'll keep
let's reopen it.
We'll keep you posted on that case. Hopefully, I don't know. I understand, like, it's his right to do that, and, like, that's a defense attorney's job, but fuck. It's just, like, the dude sucks. So yeah. This is also from Richland Source. This is an interesting one. This is an article from January 17th, 2021, but it's about somebody that was born in 1906. So already, so this baby from Hayesville, born June 10th, 1906, the baby's name was George Francis Ethinger, but it's also listed as E-I-H-I-N-G-E-R, Ehinger. So born to Daisy and Lester, this baby was. And like we said, this baby's pretty unique. It was born with one head, one heart, two bodies, two stomachs, three legs, four kidneys, and 15 toes. This person looks like a fucking centaur. And
dude, the baby's almost built like a family tree. Like, yeah. It starts with one head at the top, and then it goes down to two bodies, then it goes down to four legs, then, like, dude, just keeps getting... It, like, multiplies the more south you go.
I got limbs, they're multiplying. There's a lot of limbs on this fucker.
And I look like a toad.
Oh, my God. So George weighed 14 pounds and had a strong appetite, eating six hearty meals a day to feed the demands of the double stomach. So that's fucking insane.
Dude, I can already, like, imagine Bill Belichick hearing about this baby and flipping through the rule book and be like, does that count as
just
one lineman or two?
It's just one lineman. Just one lineman. It's only one helmet.
Dude, imagine Bill Belichick, like, fielding a team of mutant people.
Oh, my God.
That, like, breaks the rules.
Dude, since we just have to mention it real quick, J.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Houston. It sucks to be a Houston fan right now, dude.
Do you know, like, the inner workings of what's happening? Like, the Jack Easterby and who he is?
A little bit.
Like, he's a super religious nut.
Yeah, I know he's, like, cleaning house, right?
Yeah. And he also, like, he's pissing off people because, like, I forget all the stuff, but it's, like, before, like, team meetings and stuff, he always holds prayers and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they hired, like, a super religious nut guy.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
It's gonna be so funny.
I seriously hope, like, Deshaun Watson, like, doesn't get traded, and then Deshaun Watson just, like, posts on tours like, I love Satan.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, cut him. We cut him.
Cut him. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. He's pro-choice. He's pro-choice. Get rid of him. Fuck him. Get out of here.
So good.
Yeah, dude. It's, wonder where Watt's gonna end up.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see.
I kind of don't know. I always kind of thought, I mean, it's literally, like, two teams.
I don't know what his contract is. I imagine it's huge, but I don't know the numbers.
And what I think, since he's cut, I think it's a dead cap cut. Like, there's gonna be no money on his contract. Whoever signs him, they sign him for whatever.
Oh,
because since he didn't have any guarantees, when you get cut, that's it.
Hmm. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Alrighty, back to this. So George, he's got two fucking stomachs. He's got to feed every day. I'm gonna say he. I do apologize. I have no idea.
if this is a male or a female. Don't know what the genitalia is like down there. I try to use my 4chan x-ray skills from back in the day. I'm trying to x-ray through these fucking undies, and I don't know what's in there.
Dude, since his name's George, what about, like, the clown trying to get him, but he couldn't fit down the sewer?
Oh, my God.
Come on, Georgie.
Come on.
God damn it, Georgie, you're heavy.
The two bodies, they joined together on the back near the waistline, with the male body protruding forward and the female body extending backward.
Oh, so he was a twin.
So
that's
it's a male
nuts.
And a female body.
Damn.
According to the 1922 article in a Loudonville paper, George was jolly and jovial, yet suffered one of life's tragedies when his three legs never developed enough to support the weight of his body.
Damn.
Three legs, and he can't fucking walk. How sad is
dude,
that
I was
shit?
Just, I wonder, like, how that would work if, like, damn, just imagine sleeping, you roll over and lose your virginity.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Imagine that, dude.
Yeah, that's why. God, it was going to be like staying the night at my grandpa's house.
At Jared from Subway.
Yeah, that's what they always used to say at my grandpa's house.
Just roll over and get laid. That's why we all went to Tube's house, dude. Roll over and get laid. They fucking set it on the mailbox. So George's heartbeat was pretty fucked up. Like, a normal pulse was considered 72 to 78 beats per minute. George's heart clocked in at 150.
Makes sense, because
so, like,
you're all those veins you got pumped blood to and everything.
Yeah, he's got a lot of shit. Despite all that, though, George never required a doctor and was considered to possess the intelligence of an ordinary child. So besides the deformed, like physically deformed, I mean, he didn't have too many problems. Seemed all right. He couldn't walk, which sucks. And he's got three legs and two bodies. So, I mean, that sucks also.
Not to sound barbaric, because, you know, American culture just is. This is 1906, you said, or something like that, 1908?
Born in 1906.
I'm surprised they didn't just kill him.
Yeah.
Medicine is seriously so cavemanish back then. It's a miracle he survived. It's a miracle. I don't know how long he lives. We'll find out. But it's just a miracle. All this stuff happened, and I can't believe they're like, damn, that's a lot of meat. Might as well just kill him.
Yeah, dude, imagine his mom's pussy pushing this thing out. How insane that pussy is, dude. God. You know Lester could never please her again after this.
Hey, what year was the Grand Canyon formed?
So his parents decided to raise him as a boy, but within a year of his birth, hired Bolus and Starzl to manage the child, hoping he would become a grand sideshow exhibit.
Okay, that makes more sense.
The management team rebranded Joe as May Joe and set out to tour the country, billing him as the wonder of the world. So not too far off with that Grand Canyon joke, dude. Isn't that one of the wonders of the world?
Yeah, it has to be.
Is it seven wonders of the world? Yeah, this makes you sound so dumb.
Well, there's China, too, the ninth wonder
there's
of the
like
world.
There's, like, new seven of the wonders, the original seven wonders. There's, like, so many seven wonders of the world. Is the Grand Canyon not fucking one of them?
Dude, what the fuck?
Oh,
dude,
it's one of the seven.
One of the new wonders is how no one fucking beat up fucking... I was going to say Screech.
Dude, he died, like, a week ago.
I know. I'm trying to think of another nerdy guy.
Who, Larry Flint?
Yeah,
you
like, want to
mention
no
him since
him
he's
yet?
Also dead? Dude, I don't know anything about Larry Flint at all, so I don't know if he was like, rest in peace, I will say, he's the founder of Hustler. I don't know if he's a nice guy or if he was like shitty, I have no idea. But when I emailed Hustler about our other podcast, trying to find Scared Shitless, I put in parentheses, P.S., sorry about Larry Flint, rest in peace, brother.
So good.
Yeah. So I think the Grand Canyon is one of the seven natural wonders of the world.
Okay.
So back to May Joe. May Joe became a popular attraction with both Buffalo Bill's Great Wild West show and then the rival Pawnee Bill's Great Far East show, while also being billed under the names Joe Pearl, Josephine Pearl, and Elsie Lynn. So she's like, he goes to all these different like freak shows and carnivals and circuses and shit, and always has different names like that.
How old is he?
At this point, let's see. Oh my God, real? It's well. Look at this next paragraph. By the age of four, the Bullis and Starzl team were no longer associated with the family. So that was all before this kid was four. Holy shit! That means his family pretty much immediately was like gave him up to the circus immediately, dude. Like sent it back, like the fucking like the steak wasn't cooked the right way.
Dude, this is seriously like sad, but seriously so fucking funny. It's so fucking good, dude. That steak joke. Which is weird because if I got a steak that was actually two steaks in one, I'd start eating that bitch.
Oh shit, is it BOGO? Buy one, get one free? Is that what we're doing?
Damn. Oh my God. Well, I'm glad this is the 1900s and not the later 2000s. It's just how Subway has a buy one, get one on their sub, so Jared would have got him for cheap.
Let's see. So by the age of four, Bullis and Starzl, their team, is no longer associated with the Iingers. But George's parents tried to continue showcasing him around the state, including an exhibit in Worcester, which was closed under the protest of the Humane Society.
Okay, well, good for them.
They soon turned to Starling, Ohio Medical College, which is now the Ohio State University College of Medicine, having Dr. J.A. Reibel use George in his classroom for educational purposes. Like, everyone just uses this poor fucking kid.
Damn, and he fucking probably can't even read or write yet.
His family, including four siblings, moved to Mifflin, but George may have been relocated to a sanitarium. Aw. As he aged, he began to suffer from severe scoliosis and required more constant care than his family could provide. He was occasionally still exhibited in sideshows, though, of course.
Why not?
Including the Elk Circus in 1922 in Akron. George's ultimate fate and burial location are unknown. So, holy shit, we don't even know when this fucking dude died. Born in 1906. We don't know when this person died. We don't know where they
Dude, I could probably find out more info about this because, like, Cassidy's family's, like, all from around there.
Yeah.
Like Mifflin, Loudonville, and Hayesville.
George Francis. Find a grave. Oh, that wasn't fucking very hard. 1927. That's it.
Okay.
He was only 22. Born in Ashland County. Born in Mifflin, it says. There's no picture of his grave, though.
Huh. I mean, there's a graveyard in Hayesville, but probably, I don't know where the Mifflin one is.
Poor kid. Dude, if you go to his find a grave, it starts off saying 1900s Mifflin freak traveled the country.
Fuck yeah,
Are
dude.
You kidding me, dude?
Hashtag wild man.
Hashtag wild man, dude. George, you're the fucking shit, dude.
Hey, hold on one second.
Yeah.
Fine. Are you ready, Kev?
Yep.
I'll do this on camera. You want to see Cassidy get mad at me?
No, don't make her mad.
Cassidy, I'm sorry. I pissed in another jug.
That's not piss.
It's not all piss, but it was like mostly grapefruit juice, but I had to piss and I pissed in it.
Toofed. Is that really? That jug is like 2/3 of the way full.
Yeah, no. It's mostly grapefruit juice that was just sitting up here.
Why did you piss in it?
I like to let jugs just sit up here for a long time. This one's just grape juice. But I had to go really, really bad, and I couldn't make it, and I want to run down the stairs and wake her up.
Yes, you could make it, Toof. You choose not to. You choose to piss in those.
She's looking at me all mean.
Good. I like that it's a completely different angle now.
Yeah, I didn't want to kick the computer again.
Oh, I gotcha. Alrighty.
Yeah, sorry, Cassie wasn't too much help on the crippled boy or whatever.
That's all right. Dude, the crippled boy, yeah. Poor kid. Rest in peace, George. Dude, Lumberjack Flapjack, one time...
What's that even mean?
This was in fifth grade. You know how we'd always do those musical shows and, like, the choir concerts, but they'd always have a theme and shit? Remember the one where it was about... I don't know what it was about, to be honest, but it was a song about lumberjacks that eat flapjacks?
Oh, wait, yeah, I do.
There's supposed to be, in that song, there's supposed to be three people that were supposed to go out in front of like the stage and like dance around and like sing most of it and stuff like that. Like there's supposed to be three main people. For some reason, me and Jason, JP, rest in peace, brother,
fuck
agreed to do it.
And this is going to sound real bad and like an asshole, but these things sucked. These were awful. No one had fun doing it, and it was in fifth grade, but neither of us showed up. And, dude.
So good.
This is who they got to replace us. Chuck, the slightly retarded kid from India that we talk about sometimes, the one who took a shot in basketball and blasted it into the crowd, the complete wrong direction.
No, don't tell that story. Tell what you guys did to him in the bathroom.
He would piss. Okay, so when I retell this story, people think we're bullying and being mean, but honestly, we're not. That is not my mentality when we did it. He would piss at the urinal, and when he did, he would drop his underwear and pants all the way down to the ground, like freely drop them. So whenever we were in the bathroom with him, we would all get in line, like at the urinals next to him, and we'd all do it. Like, that's not bullying. That's all of us just having fun pissing with our ass cheeks out. And then, yeah, we would also slap his ass.
So it was funny. Good game.
We were kids, and I like that. I like that stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Like when we were telling Sarah about the piss troughs, Sarah and Cassidy, like way back in the day, we would have just fucking troughs, just like bathtubs were in the bathrooms pretty much on the wall. And this was when I was like 5 and 6, like if I'm going to like football games, whatever it is, they would just have piss troughs. And like everyone would gather around it. It would be like me, I was 5. And there'd be like a bunch of kids and adults, and everyone just have their fucking peckers out, just pissing in this thing. And like I was so small, my pecker was so small that I'd have to like aim it straight up and arc the piss into the trough. And there's so just good. Like adults around me doing it too. And it wasn't like, yeah. That's just how we fucking did it back then.
Hey, I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
Can you hear me if I talk this loud?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as you stage whisper, I can still hear you.
Remember I told Cassidy that this was mostly grapefruit juice and I just pissed on the top of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's all piss.
That is all piss? It can't be.
Dude, it's from like...
It's not all piss.
There's like maybe like... And maybe an inch of grapefruit juice in here.
That is a gallon? Was that a gallon? It's two-thirds of the way full. That is not piss.
It's 64 ounces.
Why, Toof?
This is from like 2 or 3 nights... And I pissed like 2 or 3 times per night in this.
Why don't you just go piss in the fucking toilet? And why do you keep it? Why not be like, okay, I'm ashamed that I pissed in these, but at least I'll go down and flush it. Why do you keep them?
You ready for the best part?
Yeah.
It got so full to the top that I made a second
Toof! Why? Toof! Are you kidding me? Duh.
Dude, I'm getting lightheaded from laughing so
Toof.
Hard.
So he's pissed in a gallon jug. It's almost all the way full. And then it got so high, he started pissing in another jug. Toof. I am so upset with you, man. You're better than that, dude. You don't deserve to wear that Tommy Hilfiger shirt. Take it off. You don't deserve Tommy H. Take it off. So back to the lumberjack story.
Yeah,
they got Chuck to do it, but you might.
So they had a step up from their previous ones.
And also, not only Chuck, because they needed to replace 2 people, they got this kid, the one who would tell us in high school that over the summer he would go to his grandfather's house and they would go in his submarine and look at the Titanic.
Fuck,
they got
yeah.
Chuck and Titanic guy. To do it. And what's funny, dude, is anytime we had these the next day in choir, you would watch the video.
Oh, yes.
It was so fucking stupid, dude. And I was so glad that I wasn't part of it.
Wow, dude. That really is pretty funny. Yeah, I do actually remember singing that song. That's crazy.
And the thing is like, that was in fifth grade. I mean, I do like singing in choir and stuff, and I never did it, but I wish I would have done like choir and theater. I would have had so much fun doing that shit.
Yeah.
Why is your
it would
screen
have made
all
more
blue,
sense
Toof?
For your...
What were you looking at?
I was turning something off.
You playing PlayStation, Toof?
I just know I have to pack it up soon, so I was turning it off. It was running in the background.
Do you want to know? I haven't told this to anyone. I'm very ashamed of it. I'm only going to tell this if you tell something that you're ashamed of, Toof. Otherwise, okay. I can't tell it.
All right. And maybe it could be on par with yours, or we have similarities, so I can probably have a similar experience.
This is something that I'm very ashamed of because it's so lame
And it's so not like me. I was a little kid, and I was on vacation. Had a bunch of relatives. We were at this place. And I got to bury this deep in the end of the episode, because I have some relatives that listen. Don't want them to know, because it's embarrassing. And we were at the gift shop at this place. And it was like when like the Princess Diana Beanie Baby was popular.
Okay.
And they had one in there for sale. Like, there's okay. this big thing of all these Beanie Babies, and it was in there. There's only one left. My cousin was like, oh, man, I got to get this. I'm going to buy this and, like, give it to my mom. He didn't have his wallet on him. So he hid it in the store. He's like, I'm going to hide it, and then I'm going to come back later and get it. So he hides it in the store, okay?
Okay.
After that, he decides to go swimming. Not your boy. Your boy's got something else planned, and I'm such a lame-ass weasel scrub, dude. I got my wallet, came back, and bought it, and then I fucking hid it in our room so no one would find it. Isn't that such... I'm so ashamed of that, dude.
That's pretty good.
He hid it. I watched him hide. He's like, I'm going to hide this so I can come back later and buy it for my mom. And I watched him hide it, and I thought, that's a Princess Diana Beanie Baby. I got to have it.
Wait, so you weren't going to get it for your mom? You just got it to get it?
No, I gave it to my mom.
Oh, okay.
But it's still, like, I watched him hide it, and then I went to the hiding place. I went and got my wallet, went to his hiding place, and I bought it. And then I came back with him later, and when he tried to find it, and I acted like I was searching, too. He's like, man, someone must have came and got it. I was like, yeah, man, that sucks.
That's such a shit boy move.
I'm so ashamed of it. It's embarrassing, dude. I've never told that to anyone. But I was at home when I was at home last, like a month ago, I saw it. And I was like, fuck, I gotta tell someone that story. Isn't that embarrassing, dude?
Yeah, pretty much. It's not really too bad.
This is like that game on Impractical Jokers where it's like you tell them a secret and the goal is to hear someone else's secret. So, Toof, do you have a secret you want to tell me?
I can't tell you the one.
God damn it, Toof, tell me it.
I would...
Why did you send me this?
That you're in trouble for real?
Yeah.
Who's dude, that between? So good. Me and Cassidy.
Wait, what is it? From when? None of this just happened. Now. Did you tell the picky eater joke yet?
Yeah, I was going to say that for another opening.
4 hours later, you're well, in trouble for real. No, please, drink it. What? What's the picky eater joke then?
Oh, well, it's an opening. I'm saving it for an opening.
Well, then you better tell. I told you the thing, one of the things I'm most ashamed of, dude. You better tell me something good. Also, why do you have a hat on that globe back there? Is that a MAGA hat? Or is that the Dusty Rhodes hat?
No, that's the Dusty Rhodes hat.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I mean, coming on the Barbies is pretty embarrassing.
You used to jerk off on a Barbies?
I told that on the pod, right?
You pretend to give them facials, or would you, like, come on their butts?
I would try and get it everywhere.
Dude, I wish...
I'd start on the face and, like, work down, like slime... Oh, God. I'd come on the face and then put my wiener on the boobs and slide my penis down like a slug on their bodies and try and ooze it out.
You would titty fuck Barbies? How small is your dick?
just rub it down them.
Dude, if I had one wish, I want, like, and this isn't me trying to be funny or anything, I want to shoot ropes so fucking bad, dude. And I just don't.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been a big producer. And it sucks, dude, because there's some times where, like, we're doing it.
Hey, Harvey Weinstein was a pretty big producer.
Dude, there's some times where it's like, I just get so embarrassed and I feel like worthless shit when it's just like nothing. There's like a little bit rolls out.
It's like a
out.
Baby spitting out of its mouth. Just
I'm like, come on, dude. She deserves better than that.
Yeah.
I want to shoot ropes so fucking bad. I want Scorpion from Mortal Kombat to be jealous of my fucking ropes, dude. I want to shoot ropes.
I don't want to say it. It's not. No, I can't say it. Yeah.
Dude, there is. So we're in the middle of No Fat February.
Oh, that's a thing.
No jacking, no jilling, boys and girls.
Oh, that's cool.
I failed already. I'll be honest, dude. I was watching Trolls 2.
I was watching some, I was watching Different Strokes. One thing led to the other. No Jack and no Jill. This is No Fat February. I hope all my brothers and sisters are doing well out there. Dude, 1 year when I did it for the month, dude, my balls just fucking hurt so bad. And I was like, this load is going to be insane and like almost nothing. And I was like, this is fucking bullshit, dude. It like kind of hurt.
It was probably because you edged it.
Because I was
you never
like,
edge. You got to go full force.
Oh, I didn't edge, knuckled, dude.
Knuckles up.
I would sometimes I'd wake up and I was just fucking grinding the bed.
Oh,
like
fuck
I must,
yeah.
I had a dream and I'm just like half fucking the bed. I'm like, what is this shit, dude?
Fuck
and I'd
yeah.
smack the bed a couple times.
Like, oh,
don't
yeah.
fucking look. Hey, don't look at me. Don't look back at me.
Oh, I got another funny one. I don't,
yeah.
You might have known about this. When me and Twan shared a room, I put the pocket pussy between the mattresses and fuck it.
Dude, oh, that's good. Did you have like a poster or anything hanging up, or did you just fuck
nope.
the bed? All right.
I think I had the computer next to the bed on,
dude.
Maybe.
Were you on your knees fucking the bed, dude?
You know, I always wonder about that. I always wonder if it was a pillow on the floor, or I'd kind of like hunch down and just like. Like turtle walk, fuck it.
Oh my god.
Or crab dude. Walk, fuck it, I mean.
I remember when I came over to your house once and I was sitting on the bed and next to it you had the pocket pussy, but it was in like a tube and I didn't know what it was and I opened it. I'm like, 2 foot is this? And then I was like, oh, two if you have one of these, man. Okay, be honest, Toof. How many times did you use it? Like a lot?
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be what? That's not the question I really care about. Did you
I'd
ever
use it so
clean
much
it?
That it would literally get worn out and I have to buy more?
Did you ever clean it?
Yeah.
Really? Not, wow. I didn't.
Sometimes not great.
Did you have a butthole one?
Yes.
Did you?
I'm not even kidding. I used the butthole one so much
oh
that it split down the side and opened up like a Subway sub.
My like, God, dude.
I don't even know how to. Like, I was at one point, like, there was nothing to even fuck.
Oh, my God. It was like putting your dick in a hot dog bun and fucking it?
Yeah. Yeah. With like a. I kept going to the very end. Like, it would like slowly keep splitting down. So there was just like a little bit of grip at the end, and that's all it was.
Huh. Dude, I don't want to say who, but we do know two people that are brothers that were like, I don't know if they ever did, but they were talking about going halves on a fleshlight.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
They're like, how about going halves on it, dude? It's like, really, man? Why not just save up and get your own, dude? Come on.
Nice. There's a funny story about Charmin's brother who bought one and he used it once and threw it away because he called it disgusting. He's like, I didn't think you have to clean those things. It's fucking gross.
What do you mean? Where would it go? What do you mean you don't didn't
yeah.
know you have to clean it?
And I even told him, I was like, get the one that has the hole on the other end. That way you just push through and there you go. He bought the one that was like enclosed, like you're shooting into a cave.
Fuck.
What a fucking dope.
What a dope, dude.
Yeah.
Back when I used to go camping with the family, there was this guy there, and I was probably like 5 and 6 during this time. Honestly, this isn't me trying to be funny either. I've said it before. I was a cute as fuck kid, and I can't believe that I wasn't like kidnapped or molested because I just walked around like all day alone around ponds. I would go fishing, go out to parks, and just fish and ride my bike alone like the entire day. Then there's like a lot of weird people there, but there's this kid there who was like the owner's son. And he was like 10 years older than me. He'd always walk around smoking cigarettes and stuff. So he's like 15. He's driving a golf cart everywhere.
Fuck
and
yeah. Dude, this kid's so cool already.
He's a fucking hashtag wild man, but a douchebag. He had a can of gas like in the back part of the golf cart. And he would just get off, open it up, and he would just start fucking huffing it, dude, all the time. Like he
dude,
would drive
this kid's
around
so cool.
and just get high as fuck on gasoline, dude. And he's like, hey, man, you know those big snapping turtles that are out there? I'm like, yeah. He fucking, like, showed me a thing. He's like, I found one and cut off its head. Yeah. He just had a...
Yeah, not hashtag wild yeah. anymore. I'll say it was almost there, but damn.
But, dude, he's like, hey... But one thing he did do is he had Mortal Kombat 2, and he scanned, like, photocopied the entire booklet and then all the fatalities and shit. So that was kind of cool he did that for us.
Okay, yeah, that's always pretty cool.
I also watched one of the Nightmare on Elm Streets at his trailer, like at his camp trailer, when I was like 5, dude. I was so fucking scared. He went to a mental institution, and that was the last I ever heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It kind of makes sense that he would go to a mental institution.
Yeah, I don't know what all happened to him. That was like during the time where like he wore the belt, like the really big belt where you would just hang down, you know what I mean? Like between your legs and it'd hang down to like your knees.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he was one of those dudes. A dude always getting high on gasoline and shit. That part's cool, driving around, getting high on gasoline.
Yeah, that's hashtag wild man stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. But cutting off the turtle's head, I was like, whoa, what the fuck? Why would you show this to a little kid, dude? Him, and he would always have a girl somehow, and they'd always go out into the woods, be like, hey, man, let's go out in the woods. And, like, what? I would just sit there waiting for him to come back. Like a fucking loser, dude. Dude, one time at the campground, though, my brother, sometimes he would go. Dude, I saw him on a swing, like at the maximum height you can go, and one of the chains on the swing came undone at the very top, dude. He just free fell like 12 feet onto the ground, dude. I was like, holy shit,
dude.
Because you're swinging. It's just two chains connected to a seat, and one of the chains broke. Your butt. And he just fucking flew in the air, dude.
It's so good. Imagine if that killed him.
Oh, dude. Yeah, actually,
as soon as it kills him, you just walk right past him to the golf cart and take off and go pick up the girl.
Dude, if he would have died then, that would have ruined less lives. Because if you think about it, he's ruined so many lives, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not just the kids, but, like, my entire family's, everyone's, dude. He's ruined so many lives. Like, when I found out, like, what he did... It was the day before my finals, so I was studying, and, like, I got calls from, like, a bunch of people and calls from him and stuff, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck, dude? And he's like, yeah, your brother's a sick son of a bitch. And I was like,
oh,
yeah.
God, that makes it just cringier
and then
worse.
He kept telling me how he was, like, gonna go kill himself and stuff. I'm like, yeah. I was like, well, dude, like... What do you want me to say? He's like, I love you, brother. I was like, dude, I'm not... What do you fuck you want me to say, dude? Like, I
imagine if you're
up.
Like, you know what, dude? Just rob a bank real quick and take the money and put it away and then let the cops get you and give me the money.
But, like, I had to go take my final the next day. And I was, like, it was impossible. So I took it and I talked to my, like, instructor and stuff. I was like, I'm probably going to fail. I told him everything that happened. And then as soon as I took it, I just dropped out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they called me later and told me I passed. But I was like,
oh,
I
nice.
Can't. I was like, that was when I was doing radiology. I don't think I ever told this to anyone, but I was like, yeah, I'm not coming back. Like, I need help or something because I'm pretty fucked from this.
Oh, yeah.
But because my brother always played rogues in D&D. And, like, he was just out there on his own because, like, the police showed up to his work, so he was just wandering around. I was like, dude, he's surviving on his rogue skills. And then instantly, like, yeah, we got him. I was like, oh, man. Like, I was kind of rooting for him just for that part, you know?
Dude,
just
the rogue skills.
Fucking
that makes
rogue
sense now.
Yeah, but what were we saying, Toof?
This isn't, like, it's not bad or racist or anything, but, like...
I love when you start, when we start the conversation with that.
You pull up Google.
You know I always got that shit up. Yeah.
Type in robbing a bank in blackface.
Oh, my God.
Some are very bad, and then one, this guy had a mask made, and it's so fucking good.
Dude, there's masks in, like, Japan that on camera...
Oh, yeah, the face masks.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Which one I look at? Man in blackface robs Maryland Bank. Holy shit.
The first one is so bad. This guy's an idiot.
Dude, what the fuck? Where are his hands? Oh, he has gloves on. Damn it. Manhunt continues for white robber who
wore blackface.
What
did you type in? Robbing a bank in blackface?
Yeah, I just looked up what you told me to. It's all about the Maryland one. This dude fucking sucks. God.
All right, where's the images?
Should I go to images?
Man accused of robbing Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. I just saw that. Holy shit.
Is that a fake nose?
Yes. Dude, what a piece of shit.
Yeah,
what a piece of shit. This dude did a robbery in Las Vegas, and he did blackface and a prosthetic to give him a big, like a bigger, wider nose.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit, dude.
And what's funny is, without the nose, it's not too bad, really. All right, scroll down and find from KXAN Austin, Man accused of robbing Buddha Bank. He's got hat and glasses on. He's got white ears.
Okay, where's how many rows down?
Not too far down, really.
Wait, he's doing blackface, but he has white ears?
Yeah, you can see his ears and his lips and stuff.
He has a hat on?
I'm on my phone. It's like pretty much like the fifth one down, so it should almost be the first row.
Oh, I see.
Dude, look how pathetic. So this guy has literally just like tar rubbed on his face, or like black something, like black paint rubbed on his face. Yeah. He has white eyes, white lips, white ears. You can clearly tell he's white. It's anything. Fucking just garbage bad.
It doesn't change anything, dude. Then he puts the hood on. Then he's like, oh, shit. Then he puts the hood on. What a fucking loser. Oh, man. God.
One is from Madame Noir website, and it's the bank robber wears blackface to commit his crime, Madame Noir website.
Yeah.
That's the guy that had a mask made, and it's seriously one of the most realistic-looking masks I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's like just a picture with the eyes cut out.
Yeah.
Thing.
Wow.
I was like, that guy's fucked if he has to talk.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like the mouth even moves. I was like, geez, that's so good. I tried looking up black guy robs bank in whiteface. they're not that stupid.
Dude, of course
try and pull
not,
something
dude.
That stupid.
Dude, whiteface robbery. Come on, please. Dude, that's kind of scary. There is one, and it's terrifying, dude.
What? All right, let me...
I don't like it. It's going to creep me out. I don't like that at all. I looked up whiteface robbery. The one in the car.
Dude, he looks like the guy from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Buckethead a little bit. Dude, it scares me. I don't like it.
Dude, Buckethead.
I don't fucking like that at all.
So,
a couple more things to talk about real quick. Dude, did you see in Mansfield... Like, when it was super fucking cold last week, this lady dropped off a four-month-old puppy at the dog pound. It was closed. She just went there and dropped it off outside. And it stayed outside for, like, over 12 hours, dude. A four-month-old puppy out in the cold.
Yeah.
But she drove up there, and the fence was closed and everything, but they got it all on camera and stuff. What a piece of shit. Like, you couldn't fucking wait at least till it was open to go drop him off. And she couldn't have had it that long if it's a four-month-old puppy.
That's the one thing I like hate about people is their treatment of animals and stuff.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe Hitler was right. Not about the Jews. Just, I mean, people in general.
Oh, man. We got the Snyder Cut Justice League. That's going to be the trailer coming out in a couple days. Did you see Leto's Joker's in it? He's back.
Yeah, I saw a long hair boy.
Yeah, but no more damage on his forehead, dude. Tattoos. He actually looks like the Crow. He looks kind of scary. I do hope we get an Affleck, Batman Affleck scene with him. Because who doesn't want to fucking see Affleck and Leto as Batman and Joker at least share the fucking scene together?
Yeah.
Because I mean, I
actually haven't seen any of that stuff, really. I've never seen Suicide Squad or Affleck Batman.
I saw Suicide Squad in theater with Jared. Because he already saw it once. He's like, dude, it's so funny. You guys see it. So we went and saw it. It's not a good movie at all. Kickin' Wing is in it from Joe Dirt. He dies within 30 seconds. But the thing is, it's like, it's a shitty movie, but it's a lot of fun. It really is fun to see one of those movies in theater because it's like, it's so stupid and bullshit, but kind of like, don't take it serious. Just take it for what it is. And it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Leto's Joker is like barely in it. And, like, they cut so much shit out that he just shows up at the end with, like, half his face. Like, looks like he just got a grenade thrown at him, and there's no explanation why. Like, there's so much shit cut out, so none of it really makes any sense.
But I almost wonder if they were building it off of making spinoffs then.
But, dude, I always fucking... we used to say it, so that's it, huh? With some sort of Suicide Squad. When Will Smith says that, it's so fucking funny. And there's a part where, like... It's real shitty, dude. Now that I'm thinking about it, it is a pretty shitty movie. But there's a line. It's not exactly word for word, but something happens to where, like, these, like, government people are like watching them, and then this evil like sorceress lady, I don't know what the fuck she is, I forget, like zaps her satellite, and this guy's okay. like, oh, come on, she just took out our secret satellite or something like that.
Oh,
dude,
come on,
how'd she do that? How the fuck did she see our secret satellite?
Wait, let me check. Yep, secret satellite's gone, boys. She got it. Don't ask me how.
Well, Toof, we're about an hour in after all this.
That's so ridiculous.
After we take out that, you want to shut her down?
Yeah, I have to go make amends now.
All right, we'll make this shutdown quick. I just want to say thank you to everyone that's listening, sharing with friends. If you haven't left us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, please do that if you enjoy the show. That would really help us out. And check out our 5th edition actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast called Same Crit, Different Day. That's a lot of fun, too. And
they are covering, is it Rime of the Frost Maiden?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And please share this show with your friends. We really want to get on some charts. We want more people to listen, notice us. Share with your friends. You think they'll like it. And, yeah. I guess you can reach us at brotherscommonplace@gmail.com. Normally, Spence does all this stuff, so I'm a little rusty. We have a Patreon.
Yeah, RIP Spence. That sucks what happened.
Yeah, dude. Timothy Treadwell. Rest in peace, Spence.
Yeah.
No, he's in Michigan.
Can't believe Andrew got to him.
He's in Michigan on vacation. And Primo had to work, so... But also, we have a Patreon. If you want to support the show at $1 a month, you get a bonus episode every week, and it really helps us out, makes us feel cool. And I guess that's it for me. Look for our new podcast. It'll be on this feed. Don't know what it'll be called yet. Long Lost Porn, Scared Shitless, Finding Scared Shitless. I don't know. Something like that. All righty, Toof. You got any words of wisdom for these fine people?
It's going to be a simple one. You've already heard it because it was what Cassidy texted to me. So she made a joke about me today when we were driving to go pick up cat food.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop picking my nose and eating it.
Toof, why, dude? Why do you still fucking do that?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
I ain't going to stop.
Does it taste good? 'Cause
I like it. It satisfies me.
How?
It just does.
No, it just doesn't. How does it? Explain it. There's doing it right now.
There's like the joy of finding one.
Ew.
And then just... and then just going at it.
I saw...
Kevin, come on.
I saw the snot slime from your nose. Oh, God.
You didn't see anything. Stop.
He's
there's
digging...
One.
Don't. God. That's legit. I'm not faking any of this. That is making me gag. I saw this.
Yeah,
fucking,
he's a coward.
I saw the snot fucking worm connected from your nose to your finger and then go. Oh. That's gross, Toof.
Yeah, there's not really much of a taste.
Why do you fucking do that? You piss in jugs and eat your boogers, dude.
Do you like chewing on gummies?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of what it is.
No, it's not kind of what it is. At all. Just read your words of wisdom, Toof. God damn it.
So anyway, I was eating my boogers in the car, and Cassie was yelling at me, saying how disgusting I am and everything.
Yeah.
And then she said, "You're a picky eater."
That's cute.
She's like, "Because you picky it, then you eat it."
Dude, that's cute. I like that. Oh, I love Cassidy. That's fun.
Yeah. So that's it, everybody. It's me, Toof, the picky eater, the words of wisdom boy, the booger boy.
Also, you and Andrew live together.
Yeah, I don't eat Andrew's boogers, though, because he smells a lot of farts.
So, hashtag Wildman. Shout out to our boys, the Bash Brothers and Last Bandoleros. Thank you for our outro. Shout out to our boy Tony and fucking Whiskey Myers. Hopefully we get to see all these bands play sometime this year. That'd be nice. Shout out to our Australian listeners. I'm talking about you, Australian Daniel. You don't have to do all the shit for us that you do. We really owe you, man. We don't deserve you. He's putting together a box of some good shit, sending it to us. You see all that? Australian candies and stuff?
I'm kind of worried about it because packages are getting so fucked getting shipped nowadays.
Dude, man.
I had a package come, it was a t-shirt, and it went from, and I live between Cleveland and Columbus. I was tracking it through the Amazon whatever tracking thing. It went from, it was like Baltimore to Columbus. I was like, okay, cool. Then to Cincinnati. And I was like, oh,
please
okay,
tell me it didn't
south.
Go to Stowe.
No. Oh, well, close. It went to Akron. Then it went to Cleveland. Then it went to Akron again. And I was like, oh my God. Like each day would be at a new spot. And I was like, I might consider calling them and be like, just keep it in Akron. I'll literally just drive and pick it up.
It doesn't do anything, dude. Sarah ordered me a Christmas present in November. It got here a couple weeks ago because they were all sitting in Stowe. Like my fucking butt lube. Wow. Remember that story?
Yeah.
I bought something off adamandeve.com and I was like, well, I'll get some free shipping. I got to spend a little bit more. So I threw a little thing of butt lube in there.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
The butt lube sat in Stowe for over 2 months. I just got it, dude. I just got a bag.
Dude, what if you get it and if it's half used?
It's just a bag and just a little thing of butt lube. I'm like,
oh, fuck yeah. So funny.
So yeah, hashtag Australian Daniel, our fucking wild man brother. We love you, dude. Thank you for everything you do for us. And thank you to everyone else that listens. The Ass Hive, all the good people. You guys are awesome. We love you. Shout out to Stavros. He doesn't listen. I don't think he listens to this podcast, but he does our music for Crit, Different Day, a lot of the music. And he's just an awesome fucking dude.
Nice.
So shout out to him, even though he doesn't listen to this. Thanks, brother.
Oh, nice. Yeah, good shit.
All righty. Anything else, Toof?
Just be good.
Stay safe.
Laugh at the dark stuff.
We did this shit backwards. Hashtag wild man. Dude, this is like, how many episodes have we done? This is 171?
15?
Maybe?
13?
Wait, what number did you say?
15, 13? We're in episode 13 by now?
No.
Oh, I get confused easy because the years stop coming and they don't stop coming.
All right. I'm trying to...
Andrew's next door and he won't stop coming. I could hear it through the walls.
This is 166.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Execute Order 166.
Dude.
We must defeat the Jedi.
Ballad's
Skywalker.
Ballad's Daycare put together like a commercial/video thing. And he's in it so much, dude. It's so cute, dude.
That's so
funny.
He's
just kicking ass in it. Like when they, yeah, he's awesome.
Dude, I fucking love Ballad so
good.
He's
such a cute fucking kid, man. If you go, blah, he thinks it's the funniest thing in the world, and he won't stop laughing.
So good.
So all day, I'm like, hey, Ballad, guess what? And he looks at me, and I go, blah, and then he just starts cheesing out.
So easy.
All right, too.
At least you have a good kid. I fear having the kid who fucking hates everything.
Dude, I worry so much. Like, there's so many things that I worry about, like, in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, the first time he gets picked on. Or, like, the first time, like, he just cries about something. Like, not as a baby, but, like...
What if...
His first heartbreak, man.
Yeah, dude, what if he becomes a bully and you're like, you know what? You, like, tell Sarah, like, would you rather him be picked on or him picking on others?
Yeah.
You, like, convince her that you want him to be the bully?
We do bully beatdown where I have to fight my bully and it's just him and he whips my ass.
Fuck yeah, you wear the diaper now, Dad.
No. Dude, one time I was crying and my dad, he was saying, I can't remember how it all started, but he's like, look at you. He's like, is that all you're gonna do is cry? You're just gonna cry all the time? And I was like, I got it in my genes from you, Dad.
Oh, and that was the last thing you ever told me.
Yeah, that was the last words of my dad. Rest in peace. No, I don't, man, I don't, the last thing I remember talking to my dad, which I don't remember what it was. I remember you making the joke about fingering the girl to him.
Yeah,
hey,
that was a good one.
Back into the left. Back into the left. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, I'm glad that was mine.
Yeah. Alrighty, Toof. I'm shutting her down, brother.